Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Previously on Planet Arcana.
Last time, Ma and Pa's farmhouse received a late-night visitor. Arbor, cloud android and supply runner for Steeljaw McGraw, who reveals that he and Crater used to party together years ago. After the two old scrappers do some catching up, Celestine asks Arbor to arrange a meeting between himself and Steeljaw. Arbor agrees, but only on the condition that Crater also attend in order to assess some counterfeit mid-moss rat that had come into Steeljaw's possession. That night, Crater and Celestine are once again visited in their sleep by the Arcana, as is their newfound fey-human companion, Simon the Spider. Amidst the beckonings of several Arcana, Crater follows a sensation of introspection and finds the Hermit, who desperately requests a release from the noise of the world. It urges Crater to find the key and open the box, and it beseeches our heroes to let it die with dignity and leave no replacement. By way of assistance, the Hermit reveals that the long-sought key will become tangible when body, mind, soul, and the will of the fool combine, noting that they have already met the soul. Celestine, in hopes that it will somehow connect him to Riot, follows a sensation of chaos where he finds the tower. It revels disconcertingly in the notion that the three fools will bring calamity and change. And if they refuse to? The tower claims the fools will die and will never reunite with Riot. Only a single voice calls out to Simon, one he is familiar with. The Empress, patron of the Fae. She notes Simon's importance as the only Fae to ever become human, and asks if he wishes to become a fool, one who sets out to complete a collective journey. Promise that he, along with the Empress and the other fools, could have the power to nurture all of life together, Simon the Spider accepts. When they wake, the fools, three once again, reason that the soul referred to by the hermit is the combination of the liminal whale and Quintessa Sombra, and the mind, therefore, may well be the combination of the great hummingbird and monophonic vultrelect. Though they cannot tell who or what might be associated with the body. They also posit that the tower's cryptic comment about a vessel may refer to whatever goal Mesmera is working toward. As pieces of the puzzle start to fit together, Crater and Simon entreat Celestine to continue along their collective path, though he remains uncertain. However, Simon's offer to share the weight of keeping the party safe has our young Mr. Wanderoff doing some thinking. Their meeting with Steeljaw still a week away, Simon seeks out an education in etiquette from the local school teacher slash barkeep and develops an interest in cooking. Meanwhile, Crater takes a day trip to the city of Bucharest where he can get pip service. There he reaches out to Pacemaker and Garbazine to let them know that he and Celestine made it safely out of Paragon and breaks the news to them about Riot. Garbazine takes Riot's loss particularly hard and vows to lead the remaining disasteroids to help the fools avenge Riot when called upon. The next day, the crew seek out proper repairs on the Hawk they confiscated from the Diplos. As they push the vehicle to the mechanic's shop, they hear the revving of an engine and are surrounded by a vehicle that drives in circles around them. When it stops and the door opens, out steps a tall, dark, and menacing figure, who Celestine immediately recognizes as his hometown nemesis, the modded human known as Reap Jangler.
I can hear you. I am listening.
I can hear the cacophony
coming from all across the Fifth Collide.
Oh, how I miss you, my dearest darling. I miss
the clockwork,
the neon,
the networks.
Oh, these metropolises, these
verdant,
desolate biomes.
Oh, the fun and games we have planned.
But always with
the promise that we are on a blinding path of success. You will be tried.
You will be
compromised. I repeat, we have been compromised.
But do not despair. You will
see the world. You will
know Planet Arcana. You will find
tonight. All it takes is a friend. All it takes is perseverance.
All it takes is a key.
Celestine, the last time you saw this man, he beat you in a one-on-one race. He'd never beaten you before, but he did that day. And you know that his victory was neither square nor fair. And now he stands before you, sneering. Sneering just like he did on that day. His car's engine hisses behind him as it cools, just as it did on that day. Red-bodied with white racing stripes, this vehicle is known as a Buzzard, a rectangular, angular vehicle with overlarge tires and retractable wings. This is the vehicle that beat you. This is the vehicle. And this is the man. Reap Jangler.
Well, looks like Celestine Wanderoff don't wander back with his tail between his legs.
Celestine just narrows his eyes and spits on the ground.
Oh, we're gonna get into a spitting competition now?
And Reap, like, spits right on top of your spit and glares at you again.
Celestine just stares him down and goes, "Ain't in the mood for your bullshit, Reap. Move along and leave us be."
Move along. Move along, he says.
And Reap, like, turns behind him and whistles, and he's like, "Boys,
Come on out here and say hello to our old rival, Sellerstein.
You see two figures emerge from the buzzard behind Reap. The first is decidedly not a boy, but an extremely hot, extremely curvy, extremely tan redheaded woman wearing short shorts and a bandana around her chest. And the second who exits is a short, barrel-chested man with mirrored sunglasses and a slicked-back mullet. The first you recognize, Celestine, as Dump Truck, the woman. And the second is Triple T, short for short for Turbo Tractor Trailer, a real name that we've given a character.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Dump Truck goes,
well, never thought you'd show your face around here again, Sellerstein.
And Triple T goes, fuck you, Sellerstein.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. You'll never be Reap.
Yeah, that's right. You're never gonna beat me.
Reap, I beat you so many times. I beat you senseless. The only reason that I didn't beat you that last time was that you cheated, you filthy snake.
Only the last time counts, Sellerstein. Everyone knows that. Right, boys?
Oh, shut up. Why don't you just get your little posse here, hop back in that buzzard that your daddy bought you, and drive you all off a cliff?
What the fuck, Sellerstein?
And he spits on the ground.
I can't believe this is how you treat your number one rival after you ran out of town like a coward.
Reap, you ain't my rival. You ain't nothing. You're just a dirty moron.
Oh.
And I'm busy. So move along.
Yeah, get him.
You're busy doing what, Wanderoff? And who are these chumps beside you?
Ain't none of your business.
Anything you, my rival does is my business, Wanderoff. Who are you? What are you doing in my lone stead?
Just say the word, Celestine. I'll kill him right now.
Are we killing?
I'm so tempted, Crater, like you wouldn't believe. I would love to watch you dismantle this man. But, if anybody's gonna destroy him, it's gonna be me. So just sit tight.
Ain't none of the three you gonna destroy me. Look at you, Wanderoff, 5'1", Mr. Falling Apart at the Hinges over there, and you.
Hey.
Well, you look mighty pretty.
I'm cute.
Yeah, Simon is cute.
Yeah, he's got it. I'll leave y'all alone. Simon was your name?
Sorry, Simon. I didn't mean to name you there.
But... Eh.
You wouldn't know a thing about cute.
Shut up, you little trash can. Put.
Oh, fuck.
Why don't you shut up, Reap? Why don't you just shut up for once?
Not until you give me an apology for the way y'all done left things between us.
What?
I thought I meant more to you than
you
that,
want an apology from me? You cheated me.
Can you prove it?
One of these days, Reap, I am going to figure out exactly what you did, and I am going to prove it.
Well, I demand a rematch to the race that I won.
What?
A rematch, Sellerstein. You can't just disappear for 2 years. Leave me wondering what's going on with you. Ain't nobody around here racing old Reap. I got to occupy myself with bigger, better things. And now I'm a celebrity, and I want to race you again.
I think I was gone for a few months, Reap. I don't know where you're getting 2 years. Are you all right in the head?
Oh, shit.
There.
I have a retort. We've been real busy.
Yeah, I ain't never learned how to count. And you know that, Sellerstein. And that's not very nice.
I do know that. I know that very well. You can't count higher than your gear shift goes.
Oh, Dump Truck steps forward and she's like,
he might not be able to count higher than his gear shifts, but he's got more of a counting pit followers than you'll ever have. Wander off. Why don't you wander off a cliff?
That's the thing that I just said to you all. What is going on here?
I don't remember y'all saying any such thing. How about you, Triple T?
No, and Reap's got the one best shows on Pip, and everybody watches. And one other thing, no, none of y'all is as cute as Reap.
That's right, ain't no one cuter than me. Ain't no one faster than me, Wanderoff. When are we doing this race? I'm busy right now, but I'll be in town for a while.
You're busy right now?
I'm busy right now. I just got my buzzard all fixed up, and we're off to do another high-octane prank. Get me some sponsorship deals.
Have I seen Reap's pip show before?
Lord,
do I know what his pip show is?
No, I don't think so. But this seems in line with the things that he's tried before, but he might have like uttered something about wanting to start one back when you were around, but this is the first you're hearing of like it actually being executed.
Hey there, Simon. Why don't you come hang out with us, cutie?
sorry, feet, is it?
Reap Jangler. That's the feet. One time you get to say it wrong.
Doesn't matter. I'm starting to get the feeling that you don't like my friend Celestine very much.
Like ain't got nothing to do with it. We're rivals. That's a bond that transcends any kind of liking or enjoying or respecting each other. It transcends every other bond. And this one right here, well, he just vanished. You vanished on me, Wanderoff, and I ain't never gonna forgive you.
Oh, his feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
I don't have those.
Oh, and he's toxic.
I am that, yeah.
Reap, wait, what about the bond between you and the boys?
Well, the bond between me and my boys is another unbreakable bond, Teach Triple T. I mean, hell, we talked about this so many times. It's different.
Toxic.
Triple T looks confused and relieved at the same time.
Reap, I don't care about no rivalry, no bond. I got better things to do with my time than worry about the likes of you, all right? So why don't you go off and do your little pip show or whatever it is. Get a hobby, Reap, or maybe go help your daddy on the farm, because you and I both know that chewing wheat is subpar.
Reap closes his eyes for a moment and breathes in deep. And then he takes five quick steps towards you and stops short, puts a finger on your chest, leans in and says,
I can't believe you treat me like this, Celestine. Talk about my weed that way. One more remark like that, you ain't my rival no more. Come on, boys!
And he marches back to his buzzard, and you think you hear like a slight sniffling, and Dump Truck is like, that was ice cold, Celestine. Not cool.
That weed ain't good enough for a Triceratops to eat. And that's all I got to say about that.
What has become of you?
She says.
I'm telling your ma.
And then she too turns to go back to the buzzer.
Triple T stands there a little bit longer than is appropriate. And then he just reiterates his earlier point. Ain't none of you cute as Reap. And then he gets in the buzzard as well.
The revving of the engine starts and Reap leans out the window. And you can see that his eyes are a little bit red around the corners. And he's like,
do what you want, Wanderoff. It's not like I even care. It's not like I sit up at night worrying about you or wondering about where my rival's been off to anyway. Fuck you. Oh, yeah, fuck you, Wanderoff.
Dang it.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
I think I actually hurt his feelings. I think I done hurt his feelings. Oh, dang it. Rape. Rape!
The car is like off almost at the horizon and it goes
What was that, Wanderoff?
All right. Name the time and the place and the rules and I'll be there.
Celestine, Wanderoff, you know I can't count.
Celestine just puts his head in his hands.
I don't know what to do about this guy.
Just say like high noon, that's what they always say, right?
Right. Yeah, all right. Well, high noon 3 days from now.
That's a number.
That's all right. That's all right, Wanderoff. I'm on it. Yeah, that's right. Dump Truck's on it, and I'll see you at high noon in whatever number you just said. And Wanderoff.
Yeah.
It's really good to see you. I'll see you in 3 days.
And he speeds off again.
I'm going to kick his ass. Oh, I'm going to kick his ass. I hate that guy.
So wait, are we killing?
No, Simon. We ain't killing. It's going to be worse than that. We are going to embarrass that man in front of the entire town.
He actually didn't seem that bad to me, if I'm being honest. Like, he came off a little abrasive, but he seemed kind of fun.
Crater.
But I will kill him if you need me to.
I'm going to need you to just be on my side for this one, all right?
I am.
Let's just.
I will hold you back. Don't worry. Whatever you need from me, Celestine. I'm sorry. I'm not being a good friend in this moment. That was just a really funny interaction with three little dweebs. And it's been a minute since some levity like that. So sorry. I was just having fun.
At my expense, I will remind you.
You're right.
Look, I do need your help. Because now I got a race in 3 days, and I ain't got a pit crew. and I ain't got a vehicle, and I cannot lose to that guy again. Cannot.
Well, you have a vehicle?
I don't know how long it's going to take to get fixed. I mean, well, we better keep pushing because yeah, I guess this is the only thing. I'm going to need it fixed.
Sounds like it's time for a montage.
No, I don't know.
Simon's just been introduced to the concept of montage. He's just obsessed with them. I love it.
To be fair, yeah. I mean, Simon's been through several montages in the last few days. Trying on clothes and food and all kinds of things.
That's what human life is all about.
Just montage. A series of montages.
Okay. Well, perhaps there is a montage of you pushing the hawk the remainder of the 30 minutes that it takes to get into Lonestead. Each clip is the same. It's a great montage.
Each clip is the same.
It's just different angles of y'all pushing the hawk. And then as the sun is just only a little bit higher in the sky, do you finally arrive at the outskirts of Lonestead? Lonestead, Celestine, the town center hasn't changed a bit. Five buildings face a town square, which is itself paved with limestone slabs and features a small pavilion and bandstand and an even smaller wading pool. Surrounding the square stand the general store, the schoolhouse, the saloon, the medical center, and the mechanic shop, all of them built from clay and bricks of orangey-red stone, which complement the reddish soil and the sunset sky. As you cross the threshold into the town square, suddenly, several velociraptors go sprinting through the town center, and moments after they do, the ground shakes beneath you. The tremor is brief and light, and within the buildings, you see folks grab onto something quickly for support before immediately continuing on their path. This seems to be a regular occurrence here.
Were tremors a regular occurrence when I used to live here the first time?
Yes, but I would say that these are a mite stronger than you recollect. And while they were regular, it was more like a bi-weekly, a couple times a month sort of thing.
I mean, the area you're in is called the Shakes. So it's like well known for the tremors.
Tremors a bit stronger than I remember. I have to imagine that is related to whatever happened at the spinning of the wheel.
I mean, for sure. I guess that makes sense.
I keep thinking, Crater, what if that third beast is underground? What if it's moving all about and that's what's causing the tremors?
Yeah, like a big like armadillo or like a groundhog or something like that?
It would be pretty funny if it was a big groundhog, I must say. That'd be kind of cool, cute, and all.
Yeah, we can make it the day that we finally discover it, make it into a holiday or something.
Now, rolling into Lonestead's town center as you have, Celestine, you would know that it is but a matter of time before someone looks out the window and catches sight of you. So it's up to you whether you would like to be spotted or move on to your destination.
I think, you know, let's keep moving. Celestine's not deliberately stopping to talk to anybody, but I'm not trying to hide.
All right. So I guess you're planning to go to the mechanic shop, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're pushing a hawk. Let's just get right there.
All right. So on your way through town, I think a couple people stick their heads out the window. You spend a couple of minutes chatting with Smartsy Barkeep. You have grabbed the attention of the town center, and you know, though the hellos are polite and somewhat brief, you know that the gossip is going to spread to all of the surrounding farms within a matter of hours. Oh, and so Celestine Wanderoff has made his presence known in his hometown. Finally, you make your way to the mechanic shop, and looking in the front window, you see a familiar sign at the front desk that reads, "Round Back." And Celestine, you know this sign is like a near permanent fixture. There are few waking hours where the mechanic can't be found round back working on some vehicle or another. That mechanic being Fender Bender Rex, of course, aka FB Rex, aka FB. Somebody that has on many occasions helped you with your vehicles, repaired them after races, and even given you a bit of a tune-up, a squirt of oil here and there, tightening of a screw. And so you circle the building, and you see that the sliding garage door is open, and various buzzing and clanging sounds can be heard from within. Nearby, some plastic beach chairs are set up beneath an umbrella, and an antique portable record player blares the classic Jimmy Cheeseburger song, It's Fool Year Somewhere. And from beneath the large truck bed, as you make a bit of a scuffle as you approach, you hear...
Just a minute! Who's making such a racket out there?
And a series of snaps and whirs occurs, and a Gears android comes sliding out from underneath the car that is being suspended in the garage, and it reassembles before you as she emerges. What appeared to be a series of mechanical lifts holding the vehicle aloft are actually this android's arms and legs. When reassembled into their basic form, FB sits at about 5'3", and their general build is quite humanoid. They have prehensile metal hair tied into a ponytail atop their head, each thick strand ending in a different drill bit. They wear a pair of overalls with legs cut off at the knees, and their bronze shell is shiny, if a little scuffed. And as she recognizes you, her expression goes from mild annoyance to happy shock.
Oh, my God. Celestine Wanderoff? What the hell? And she runs over and she gives you a brief hug. And then she like holds you by the shoulders and pushes you out and punches you really hard in the shoulder.
Ow! FB!
What the hell?
What the hell?
We ain't sure you were alive. Mom and Pa's been holding out hope, obviously. But I'll be honest, with more than 150 dead, you in the CJ Arena when it hit Sector 1, well, it didn't look good. They know you're here, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been with Mom and Pa for a while now. We've been staying.
What? She punches you so hard in the shoulder again.
FB!
What the hell? You've been here for a while. You didn't come see your best friend, FB?
Your best friend?
I give a little sheepish look at Crater.
Look, I've been laying low because, I don't know, it was a long story, but it was a rough time and you know... Yeah, we got out of Pear Garden, but just barely, and, you know, we lost a friend doing it, and I just didn't feel like talking, you know?
Well, shit. You lost a friend. I'm sorry. I just got excited seeing you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you too, FB. I really am. I'm happy to be back, if I'm honest. It's nice. I mean, Reap Jangler notwithstanding.
Oh, you ran into Reap. He was just here, actually. Hey, who's this? Who you got with you?
Simon's, like, in some stuff.
Yeah. That over there who is going to break your drill is Simon. That's my new friend, Simon.
Hello.
Hey.
Simon the Spider.
That drill is old anyway. You can have it.
Oh,
Simon the Spider. I love that. Ooh, can I be FB the Spider? No, I'm already FB Rex. I'm going to think about it.
I can have this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was actually going to get another one from Bucharest, so you can have that one.
That's awesome.
It's sort of like broken a little bit, so you might have to fix it up, but yeah, it's all yours. Might get you to fix a car while you're here, but...
I shall never part with it.
And big guy?
This is my friend Crater Wayne. Crater and I have been through more together than I can tell you, and he is, he's the best of them.
Crater's just standing there with his arms crossed, spits on the floor. Nice to meet you, FB.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Mr. Grumpy Pants, sitting on the floor like that. You're welcome here. I don't know why you're in such a... sour mood, but
I don't know why either. Crater, this is FB. This is the best mechanic in the Good On Wilds.
The best mechanic?
The very best mechanic.
You can do better than that.
This is the premier mechanic in all of the Fifth Collide. Are you happy now?
Thank
is that
you.
Was that
Thank
what you were looking for?
Oh yeah. Well, it'll do.
Ain't no pleasing this one.
Simon is going to lean into Crater and be like, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, best of friends.
I can hear you. What, are you jealous or something?
It's very nice to meet you. I'm sorry. It's I just care for this little one a lot. You know, I'm suspicious of people.
Oh. Yeah.
But if he trusts you, then I trust you. And if you can fix up a vehicle for this guy... He's got the race of a century in a couple of days.
Well, first things first, he didn't trust me enough to come and visit me when he got back into town. And second of all, I can fix damn near anything. So lead me to it. And also, are you
You feeling all right? Like, are you grumpy because the acid rains got to your frame? I can do something for that, you know. I actually assumed that's why Celestine came in.
I mean, acid rain ain't quite hurting me the way that it used to, but I think we'd all welcome a whatever tune-up you could provide. I'm not sure what you could do for Simon here, but...
I probably got something.
Food.
You know, I typically go over to Smartsy's for all my dietary needs, but I can go pick you up something. Let's do car first, food after, dinner. Can you stay for dinner?
I think we can do that. Yeah, Crater, we good?
We're good.
All right.
Well, let me take a look at your vehicle.
All right. Well, it's this Hawk right here. We gave it a new paint job, but it don't run right no more. And honestly, I just brought it to you to get it normal fixed up. But on the way here, Reap came by, and you know he wants another race, and I was mean to him, and now I couldn't say no, and so I guess it needs to be race ready.
Huh. Okay. A couple of follow-up questions. Number one, what did you say to Reap? Because he ain't been racing for a long time. He's been so busy with his new show.
He showed up out of nowhere with his two goons, and he just, well, he challenged me to a race. I wasn't looking for a race.
Make a deception check.
But he did.
That is kind of what happened.
That is a deception. That is a 7.
FB rolled a 2. Also, as much as that is what happened, don't tell me you weren't looking for a fucking race.
I wasn't. I was done with it. I ain't thought about the fact that I lost that race in forever. I was full done with it all. But no, Reap had to drag it up, and so I guess we're going to settle the score once and for all.
Well, shit. Because Reap also said he was done with racing too once he started to show dumbass.
Sorry, dumbass?
Yeah, dumbass. I think it's just called that because at the top of every episode he says, I'm Reap Jangler and this is dumbass.
Is it any good?
You know? It's pretty funny. Don't tell him I said that though.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch this at some point.
The whole premise is that he does like, and big air quotes here, he does stunts. Like one of the stunts, he grabbed a velociraptor and just got it to bite his nipple. That was the whole stunt. Okay. There was another one where he filmed himself drinking a whole bottle of prickly pear liqueur. And then he tried to ride a triceratops, but he didn't even make it to the farm because he was so drunk. And then he just started crying. That stunt was called Drunk Ceratops, which was not even my favorite of the list. Okay. One time he smoked a whole pack of cigarettes in an hour. That landed him in the hospital for an entire week in Bucharest. One of the stunts, dump truck drove a truck through a wild Spinosaurus herd with Reap on the front hood, and he tried to lasso and ride one that landed him another week in the Bucharest hospital.
Excuse me, FB?
Yeah?
How in the name of the fifth collide can we see dumbass?
Oh, well, I think you can just find it on your pip. You know, when you're looking it up,
I don't have a pip.
You what?
Nothing.
Did you say you don't have a pip?
I forgot that I do.
Because that's
normal.
Well, when you remember, I suppose, the one that went viral is the series is called Can You Slap It? That one is where Reap and Triple T take turns slapping each other in the face using different objects. They've done baseball glove, fistful of gravel, angry scorpion. That one, stars. I think, also landed him in the hospital.
This show sounds amazing.
This is the man who calls himself my rival. I cannot. That is.
We have to watch
that. That reflects so poorly on me. Oh, my stars.
What do you mean? Reap's like the star of Lonestead. And that's not like a good or a bad thing, but like, it's not like he's just some nobody.
FB. He's an idiot.
Sure.
All right.
To be fair, the show is called Dumbass. It's as advertised.
look, he knows what he is, he knows what he can do, and he knows what he does. And he does it good, and he does it regularly.
Damn.
I suppose there's something in that.
He's something of a content creator, but I don't want to get into that. Anyway, let me take a look at your fucking vehicle, and we can talk about dumbass some more. Oh, right. You led me here. All right, let me take a look. Right. Sorry, I got so wrapped up in talking about dumbass that I forgot to ask why you have a Diplo vehicle.
Well, how the hell did you know it was a Diplo vehicle?
I know my cars.
And to be fair, we took out the center console and we painted over the numbers, so is it really a Diplo vehicle at this point?
Oh, like a ship of Theseus thing?
Sure.
Greek mythology exists in this world.
Great. I loved it.
Anyway, I wouldn't worry about like anybody else noticing, but I would notice. I'm just saying. I just feel like there's maybe a story, and you haven't told me yet, and I want to know why you have a Diplo vehicle.
We just, we needed a vehicle, and it was there. So we took it. I didn't have no way to get back here but that.
Yeah, this guy Vlad stole it, and then he just gave us the keys.
Make a deception check.
That's a 22?
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Huh. All right. Well, yeah, the acid got to it pretty bad. Well, like I said, I can definitely fix this up. I can fix up the car. But Celestine and Crater, I'd be happy to fix up your frames with some acid resistance. I know that you said now that you've all like gone to the city and now you don't need any acid resistance. Like, whatever. I can still hook you up with it if you would like. And Simon, I don't really... I don't have something for your skin, because, like, I do, like, a minor version of what I do on the car on Celestine's frame. So, like, I don't really want to do that, because I don't want it to eat away at your very flesh. But I do have some acid resistance potion.
Okay.
A couple growlers of it, in fact, if you'd like.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah. Let me just go grab it for you. FB turns around and goes to a shelf in the back, and it's a pretty cluttered shelf, and... As they approach the shelf, you kind of notice that they just get like, they just kind of stop dead in their tracks and look for a second and they stop moving, which is pretty noticeable to everybody because they've been kind of like tightly wound and just like that seems to be their personality. And when they get to the shelf, they just kind of like stand stock still for a second.
FB, everything okay?
Yeah. Jeez, I'm so forgetful lately. That's so strange. I'm down a growler. I still have some potions, Simon. Don't worry. I had one less that I thought. Wait, no. Okay. I can't believe I forgot this. I forgot that I gave away a growler of this potion to someone just a few days ago or something. That's so funny that I forgot. Anyway, here.
Wait, hold on there, FB.
What?
Do you recall who you gave it to?
You know, I can't. Yeah, no,
Not what they look like?
No. Yeah, no, you know what? It must have been such a busy day, and there was probably a tremor or something, and it must have just, like, I don't know, jumbled my memory or something, but yeah.
Were they from Lonestead, or were they passing through?
No, just passing through.
Is there anything you remember about them at all?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they came in, and, they needed some... Their skin, I guess the acid was getting to their skin, so they were just kind of, you know, looking for something to help. And, oh, right, and they had a vehicle, too, and I think I serviced the vehicle. I mean, I know I serviced the vehicle. I don't think. I did.
Was it an owl?
Yeah, that's right. It was an owl.
I turn around to Crater and because I'm Celestine. I turn around to Crater and Simon. And just like wordlessly mouth, teaspoon.
That bitch.
So dramatic. So good. I'm laughing so hard.
Well, did you get a sense of where they were going?
Oh, you know, I don't typically ask where people are going. Like, if they're passing through Lonestead, they're typically going to Bucharest or something.
Well. I'm sure it was nothing important, otherwise you would have remembered.
Yeah.
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 But sure would be grateful for that potion for Simon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Here, Simon. Mm. FB hands you a growler of potion. This is acid resistance potion. It is 5 servings worth. Ooh. Every serving of it gives you acid resistance for an hour.
Oh, cool.
Don't you drink that all at once now, Simon.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that'll make you throw right up.
Ooh, what's that?
We can practice that with something different. This is valuable. Lots of things make you throw up.
Oh, you can do that with the prickly pear liqueur.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you said you might have something for Celestine and I as well?
Oh, yeah. I used to do this for Celestine back in the day when he was, less resistant to acid.
Oh, come on now. Enough of that. I would be happy for your undercoating.
Well, thank you. I am, as you said, the...
The most renowned and phenomenal, unprecedented mechanic in all of the Fifth Collide and the worlds beyond.
Damn fucking straight. Now sit in the chair and I'll give you your acid resistance.
Will do.
FB sort of puts on a coat of this pretty thick and viscous liquid. It is what they put on the vehicles typically, but like a lighter coat of it. And it kind of gives you like this almost like oil slick shine to both of you. And this provides acid resistance for several weeks.
Sweet.
Very nice. Crater, you look good, shiny.
Yeah, I look brand new all of a sudden.
Damn right. How do you feel?
Old, but shiny. Yeah.
Old and shiny, good enough.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, FB.
Yeah, that.
Thank you, FB.
Of course.
All right. Now about this this here hawk.
Oh yeah.
Can you have it ready in 3 days? And what's it gonna set me
back? I can have it ready in an hour.
Race ready? Because, like, I ain't losing to Reap again.
Celestine, I gotta be straight with you here. I have modded the absolute fuck out of Reap's vehicle.
Right. So, I'll still kick his ass if he's playing fair.
Okay.
I don't care I don't care if you attached rockets to the back of it. He can't drive. He ain't that good.
FB, what's the status on getting rockets on our vehicle?
What, you want to start your own version of dumbass?
Yes.
Well, now, hold on.
Yes.
Just as a quick summary / reminder, after the events of the past few days, you know, Crater took a trip, Simon went and got a bit of an education in etiquette, there was work around the farm. I would say that your meeting with Steeljaw, those coordinates are coming up pretty quick. And if you don't leave tonight, you'd need to leave tomorrow in order to make it in time.
Mm.
But we could still make it back for the 3 days for the race?
Certainly.
All right. Well, yeah, it seems that we're probably going to need the hawk earlier than the race. We got somewhere to be. So, you know, as quick as you can manage... And, I mean, FB, look, as many mods as you can, right? Like, just, like, trick it out for me.
Just to clarify, you're going to leave the hawk here to get modded and then, and go and come back?
They said, like, how long is it going to take them to do what they need to do?
To mod it up to what Reap's vehicle is looking like, they'd need several days, for sure.
Well, Crater, you did... borrow that vehicle. Do you have a loaner?
Great question. You know, why wouldn't FB have a fucking tricked out vehicle?
Absolutely.
Literally. Damn. Yeah.
Like, we just need to take it to the fissure and back, really, unless, you know. Are we talking about, like, a racing vehicle that FB would loan us, or just, like, while they're working on our car?
Here's what's up. They do have a loaner vehicle. I'm going to have you roll a D6 for me.
Okay. Ooh.
We're going to roll for what kind of vehicle this is.
Yeah.
It is a 3.
A 3. Okay. It makes sense that they'd either have a flying vehicle or a land vehicle. I don't know why they'd have a spare, like, water vehicle.
Right.
So I would say, like, land vehicles are first in the dock and air vehicles are second, which means that, like, 1 to 3 will be land, 4 to 6 would be air. You rolled a 3, which puts it at a land vehicle.
Okay.
There are 5 different types of land vehicles. I'm going to have you roll a D10 to see which kind it is.
Okay.
This is awesome.
This is awesome. as a 5.
All I've got, Celestine, is a dragonfly. It don't go so fast. It's really good for going over water, and there's not much of that around here. But, you know, it will do the trick for getting you, I mean, it'll get you to, from point A to point B.
All right, well, it would have been nice if you already had something kicking around that could beat Reap, but I guess if y'all don't mind, I'd take your dragonfly to the fisher and back, and in the meantime, you make this hawk run good?
Yeah, I can make it run good. And they get out a calculator from their pocket and just start typing in some numbers. I think to get it modded up to like where Reap's vehicle's at, and the acid resistance is just piss poor, so I'm going to have to deal with that. Boy, there's a lot of work I'm going to have to do on this. This bill is not looking good for you, my friend. I think this is going to put you at around...
Oh, just give it to me.
15,000?
15,000? Your prices went up since I've been gone, FB. You think I'm... What, did you think I just wandered out of the nothing? Come on now. 15,000 for your old pal Celestine?
Hey, when I first met you, you had wandered out of the nothing. So, to be fair, yes.
This is... absurd. This is, I can't believe what we're doing here. I would love to get to the deal that I know you were going to cut me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to need some fucking stories about where you've been, how you escaped a frickin' tsunami later.
All right.
I'm going to work on your car now. I'm going to figure out everything there is to know about you from working on your car. And then all the gaps, I'm going to expect them to be filled by the time you get back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cute.
Hey, hey, what you saying?
They're teasing FB. They're just, you don't pay them no mind. All right, stories it is. What else?
Oh, like at least a couple thousand. I know what I'm worth.
I know what you're worth too. All right, well, okay then. We'll figure it out, I suppose. Oh.
Celestine, I'm looking at my wallet. It's a... I spent a lot of money somewhere along this journey. I don't know where it all went.
It's in your ass and mine too.
You're fucking right. It's like, I haven't looked at this in a while. I didn't realize I only had 122 gold on me.
Guys, I don't know what this currency is equivalent to.
Simon, I don't think you've got what we're looking for.
It's fine, man. Money. Honestly, it's fine. I wouldn't expect you to have any gold on you.
Look, I got some, okay, but we're going to need to come up with about twice what we got. Now, here's the thing, and this feels like kind of wrong, given that everything that happened in Paragarden and that CGA ended up being a disaster and riot and all, but dang it, we moved some merch. Where's that cash? How do we get a hold of that?
I'm assuming that's in the pockets of Bitters.
Bitters? Dang it, we don't even know if Bitters survived.
Celestine, she fucking survived that.
Okay, but wait, hold on. I mean, look, Crater.
Yes.
I have full faith that Bitters could survive worse than that. She seems tough, but all right.
But that money? Long gone.
If the money went through Lux, whatever... Riot's cut was might have ended up with Enigmata, and I'm just realizing now that she does not know what happened to Riot. So one way or the other, I think we need to make a call.
Have you ever talked to Enigmata? That feels kind of weird, just to call up Riot's old assistant and be like, hey, by the way, your boss is dead, and also, by the way, can we have her money?
Right.
I will do it.
You know what? I want to see this. So
this I want to see this as well. And I'm going to say something that I'm not proud of, but we don't have to tell Enigmata that Riot's gone just yet.
I did keep her pip.
Oh, that is bad.
We could message her from Riot's pip.
That's fucked.
Celestine.
I know. It feels bad. I know. You know what? Right. No, that's 50% evil,
we
at least.
Are
that's
treading
not
some dark territory here, man.
I just don't want to lose this race, and it's making me crazy.
Listen, I don't think I have a huge handle on emotions yet, but I do think that if I just go in there and do the thing, what could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Okay, hold on one second now, Simon. When you say go in there and do the thing, where do you imagine you're going and what is the thing that you will be doing?
Into Enigmata's lair. And I'll be telling her that Riot's dead and also to give us her money.
Okay.
That sounds like a threat when you say it like that.
It does. And I think I appreciate the brainstorming and there are no bad ideas. But
should I come in with a threat?
No. Well, I think perhaps we leave this as plan B. Yeah.
Truth or dare. Truth or dare. Truth or dare. Oops, your friend's dead.
Yeah.
Lighten the mood a little bit.
Oh, it is so nice to have a player who's excited about truth or dare.
It solves everything.
All right. Look, all of this was, it was a mistake. Forget I said anything, except for the fact that at some point we owe Enigmata an explanation, but we'll figure out some other way to get the rest of the cash if that's what we need to do. Or I guess I just don't show at the race. I don't. That would sting, but it's not the end of the world, I suppose.
Celestine, we have 3 days to get you that money. We will get you that money one way or another.
Oh, we will do anything we can to make money for you. Anything.
You're human now, baby.
I do appreciate it, both of you. I appreciate y'all having my back on this. I know it must sound silly, and I should probably just be the bigger person and drop all this rival nonsense, but I just want to see the look on his face when he eats my dust. I can't help it.
Hold a grudge until you die. That's what I always say.
Well, with grudges held and with the enigma of Enigmata, do you take control of FB's dragonfly and perhaps putter on down to Smartsy's for a bit of a din-din? And would everyone like to tell me what they order?
I am ordering Simon his first round of Caesars. I want to see how this goes.
Fully part of the crew now.
Yeah.
Okay. He's gonna put the straw to his mouth. It's a very cute straw for some reason. I don't know. Caesar's like got the red anyway. And he takes a sip and his eyes widen and they start to shimmer a little bit and he goes, "Pugh! Ah, I hate that. That sucks."
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Too salty.
But that's part of the charm. It makes you really hungover the next day.
Yeah. And it's just like, what's that? Is that like the sea?
Yes, it's the sea. It's clam juice amongst tomato.
Bugs.
What?
It's not a bug. Sea it's bugs. A delicacy.
Sea bugs. I can get behind land bugs, but sea bugs, oh boy.
That boy, right.
Look, it's an acquired taste. We'll just, you know, Simon, we'll get you something else, but you got to sip at that all night and get used to it.
Finish your Caesar.
That's right. Ain't no dessert till you finish that Caesar.
Need more sugar. I like sugar.
So you are also served a bowl of sugar.
Sean, I did hear you do the Sugar Man impression. Oh,
sorry. Probably cut out from this word.
It was really funny.
I will begrudgingly sip the sleezer and chase it with a spoonful of sugar each time.
Amazing.
It was the nastiest thing I've ever heard.
I'm in on it, surprisingly. I'm actually in on it.
I'm not thinking about it. I can't. What about y'all androids? What are you eating?
I don't know, like a burger or something. It's something hearty. I'm yeah. Seeing some good burgers out here in Lonestead.
Oh, the dino burgers here are to die for. Or to dino for.
Oh, man, a Stegosaurus burger? Oh,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, but you have to finish it in 20 minutes, otherwise the bill is double.
And I think, Smartsy, why don't you just whip me up the chef special tonight.
Want a bean salad coming up?
Yeah. Chef special's always been a salad.
Every night.
Every night.
Wow. So we got a bowl of sugar, a gigantic Stegosaurus burger, bean salad, and some sleezers. And to cap the night off, Crater, I'm just going to have you roll a pure luck check to see if you manage to finish it in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Wait, do constitution.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Then there's
yes.
some skill involved.
Is there something I can do to help? Can I don't know.
What? Give me a pitch.
Can I cast guidance? I just want to. I want to cheer him on. I want to cheer him on. I want to have water at the ready so he can you know,
oh, yeah.
like wash
You're
it down.
You're giving him sips. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I too would like to cast guidance.
Oh, oh my god!
Double guidance.
Holy shit! Okay, we got the dib dub guidance. Let's do this.
Sorry, what does guidance do again? Is that a D4?
Extra D4.
Can I also pitch something to you, DMs? Because I think like a big part that would stop me from being able to eat all of this food in the time allotted is I would get heartburn, but now I have acid resistance.
Oh,
so maybe advantage.
Okay, so you're getting 2d4s plus advantage. Fine, I'm gonna set the DC at Jay,
follow your heart.
22.
Nice. Oh,
that's gonna be so fucking easy for me.
God damn it!
Crater.
15 plus three is 18 plus one. Is 19 plus 9 or 28.
Oh my god. Wow. It's absolutely like you can barely even see like your mouth moving. It's just like chomp, 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 chomp. And the burger is demolished. And not only did you demolish it, you did it in record time. So if you like, your picture is going to replace the previous record holder on the wall. That record holder being Paul himself.
Joey Hazelnut.
Joey Hazelnut. Joey Hazelnut. Yes.
My hero.
Joey Hazelnut. That's my best friend. That's my best friend, everybody.
And the entire meal is free, and everyone's very impressed, particularly because they haven't seen you in so long, and then you run and roll up into town with, like, Mr. Stegosaurus Destroyer.
This is the proudest moment of my life.
Wow, an excellent and perfectly normal meal. As discussed before, the time is nigh for y'all to go and do this rendezvous with Steeljaw. I would say that if you want to leave in the morning, that would be like the latest time that you would be able to leave and get there in time.
That makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's take off in the morning and you know, make sure we circle back to Mom and Pa's now to let them know where we're going and say goodbye. I wouldn't want to just up and leave right away.
All right. Circling back to the old farm. You arrive home. You explain the situation to Mom and Pa. You're leaving in the morning. Catch them up on your day's activities. Ma lectures you a little bit for coming after Reap's wheat like that. That's just not kind, Celestine.
I know, Ma. I know. I'm sorry. I'll apologize when I see him again. Right before I beat his stupid face.
Now, apologize first. And then you go be his face and make your ma proud, all right?
I will, Ma, I promise.
All right, good night, boys.
Good night, Ma.
Night, Ma.
Good night, Ma.
Night, Simon, night, Crater. A peaceful, very full sleep. Although, Simon, maybe you're a little bit jittery. It takes you a while.
Sugar hurts when you're trying to sleep.
The sugar. How's that Caesar sitting there, Simon?
I don't like it. The bugs are making my tummy feel bad.
But you finished the whole thing, and I am so proud of you.
For you? Why would you make me do that?
We didn't make you do it.
It's fire inside of me.
Okay, you're being a little dramatic. It's not that bad. Fire. It's a little disrespectful to our culture. But what
our culture?
Aren't me and Celestine's culture?
Oh, your culture stinks.
Shots fired. Oh my god. There's some huffing and puffing in the bedroom.
Simon's discovering grumpiness.
The pleasure of the grumpies.
But rolls over. And finally gets to sleep because of a sugar crash.
Ruby's first sugar crash.
Not the last.
Hey, it's me, one of your GMs, B. Listen, are you caught up on Planet Arcana but hungry for more? Well, we've got more. Lots more on our Patreon, where patrons enjoy perks like early ad-free episodes, access to members-only channels in our Discord server, and monthly episodes of our talkback show, Recharge. Recharge is special. It's where we go to decompress, talk about the events of the sessions, vent to each other, bully each other, love on each other, learn more about each other. And honestly, every episode we laugh so hard that we pee our pants, and that could be you. We're also excited to announce several new membership tiers on our Patreon. So in addition to the perks mentioned, you can also get in on an artwork club where you receive a new piece of Planet Arcana art in the mail every month. We have an exclusive merchandise tier where you can get a piece of merch that is only available on our Patreon, a tier with custom audio messages from the cast. We even have a tier where Jay and I will run a TTRPG session for you and your friends. We've also set ourselves some goals that we're excited to hit, like rerunning the heist at Riskotech with the player's unused characters, and hosting an exclusive online concert featuring Jay and Sky Wallace. Finally, we are excited to announce the launch of our official merch store. You can find the link on our website at planetarcana.com. Right now, we have 5 colorful designs for t-shirts, hoodies, or crew necks in a wide array of sizes, and we'll be introducing new designs over the coming months. So, check out the Planet Arcana Patreon if that sounds like a good time to you. Follow us on our socials, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. If you feel like it, review and rate us. We love that. And thanks for listening, and back to the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ah, and a good night's sleep, and another morning rises on the farm. And perhaps you gather some supplies for Ma and Pa, food, water, and off you go.
You exit the farm and make your way towards the meeting place. You've spent so long in a city now that making a single turn off of the main strip of Lonestead towards the arid and empty badlands of the Good and Wilds almost comes as a jump scare. Eastwards you drive, and Lonestead and Ma and Pa's farm quickly becomes a small dot on the mesa. Over another mesa you drive, around towering hoodoos and cacti, and above wild packs of velociraptors who sprint together at sunrise. It's about a day's ride over the rolling beige and red hills. And as you're riding towards the meeting place, we're going to do a little encounter table because we're in a new biome. And let's fucking go. I'm going to have someone roll a d4 for me, please.
Ooh, I will.
Yeah, please. Do it. Simon, do the honors.
Simon.
All right.
Simon.
All right, that's a 2.
Oh. Who's at the wheel?
Not me.
I think it's Celestine.
Celestine, yeah.
Yeah.
And this, I promise this has no bearing, but like, what is, like, who's shotgun? Like, where is everybody? What's the vibe?
I think I'm in the back.
Oh, I was going to see if Simon wanted to sit up front. It's first time in a car after all.
That'd be awesome.
That all right with you, Crater? You get the whole back to stretch out.
Yeah, I feel like I'm laying down with my feet out the window.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Awesome. I got a joint in one hand out the window and just flooring it, opening it up as much as the dragonfly will go.
But it's not lit because we don't support them.
Well, you did all take a bunch of drugs in the Nautilus a while ago. Mm. I mean, that's fine. If you're turning a new leaf, that's good, but
it is unclear whether it's lit or not, but you're going to be vague.
Never smoke a joint in real life when driving.
Yes.
We did not have that disclaimer before. I don't know why we're starting now.
Unless it makes you better.
It just calls me down a little bit. It calls my nerves.
We are treading some dangerous territory here.
No, just kidding.
You responsibly drive. Yep. And as you drive it, you start to pass your way through some hoodoos. They start to get close and they start to get dense. You fly between them with ease, Celestine. You've done this a million times. You're practiced. You know your way around a dragonfly. I mean, you were driving one around the blink brush not too long ago. But, however, as you turn a corner around a hoodoo, you see in the rearview mirror that the wind from the dragonfly pushed some carrion off a short, low ledge down into the sand mist. And 4 giant vultures look fucking pissed at you. They all spread their wings, 10 to 12 foot long wingspan that rivals the wingspan of the dragonfly, and they push off the ground and start flying towards you. These vultures look pissed. We're not entering initiative or anything, but this is going to be a group skill check. So I'd like to know what you'd like to do. You're not in a position where you have to like attack them or anything. You can take like evasive maneuvers. You could attack them. But I will say that like these vultures assume that you just fucked up their food and they're like angry at you and they are on the offensive. So who would like to act first and what would you like to do?
All right. Well, simplest solution first. Let's just try and drive faster.
What skill would you like to propose for that?
Can I make it like a dexterity-based check to weave in and out of the hoodoos and try and lose them that way?
Certainly. Let's call this a dexterity check. Add your proficiency because you can fly. Yeah. And let's go for that.
All right. 19.
Celestine, you're practiced. You've done this a million times. You know your way around a dragonfly. You careen around the hoodoos. You take evasive maneuvers and you narrowly slip through a few very, very small openings. It's like that fucking scene in Star Wars, which I've never seen, but I'm sure there's a scene where there's a ship.
Absolutely.
Going through, like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Google it, baby.
Like in the Death Star.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly that scene. I know what you're talking about. And Celestine, you do exactly that move. Unfortunately, these vultures are just faster than you think they are. And they come around the front. And now there's 2 of them flying towards you and 2 from the back. And you're in a tough position. You have not passed the first skill check.
I'm going to pitch this as a survival thing. And like, what are fae? You know, if not part of a grander ecosystem, perhaps part of like... Well, maybe not the animal kingdom, but they're not human, and they're not androids. So there's a bit of like an understanding of the world around them. And they know vultures. Simon knows that they like death, but what they don't like is the really nasty shit. So, okay, I want to pitch this as like a thaumaturgy kind of spell. Ooh. Where he creates like Fae, if threatened, I think... Or some fae
can stink.
I knew that's what you were going to say, and I loved where it was going.
Then I want to emanate just the nastiest, like, pheromonal, like, just hormone, like, just really rank ass, like, don't come near me, I'm sick, or gonna kill you, in the hopes that the vultures will succumb to it and fuck off.
Oh my god. A full don't eat me, I'm sick
yes.
move.
Exactly. Or I'll kill you.
That's fucking amazing. Please roll me a survival check.
Okie dokie.
To stink. Roll the stink.
26, baby.
Holy fuck.
You know what? Because I should have done this on Celestine's too, but take a bark inspiration on that. Just
ooh.
On 26.
26.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Okay, yeah. Dope. It. Fuck it.
So plus D4?
Six.
D6.
Ooh. 29.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Okay, from the front seat, you start to like quiver. And I think like without saying anything, your co-riders just know what to do and everybody rolls down the window. And the stench just emanates from Simon and it is rank.
Simon, that is, I can't see. My eyes are watering.
You successfully stink away two of the vultures, and there's two left.
Okay, I googled what are vultures afraid of, and one of the things that comes up is an owl. So I'm going to use prestidigitation to just make the faint sound of an owl somewhere in the area to hopefully scare these two.
Whoa.
Off.
Hell
that's
yeah!
Good. That's amazing.
That's cool. So. While Simon is in the front seat stinking it up, you grab your pip. And you don't have service out here, but you were really interested in bird stuff a while ago. And you pull up a tab that's just like still loaded and you quickly go through it and you're like, owls, I got it. What skill would you like to pitch for this?
Could that be performance? Because I feel like I'm making the owl sound, you know?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
Take a D6 for Cosmic Omen.
Hell yeah. Okay. Performance. Oh, I'm a bard. Oh, I keep forgetting I'm a bard also. So this is
and
so
I'm gonna cast guidance again.
Oh boy.
Guidance.
Oh, I no needed the guidance. I rolled a 6, but with all of
no way.
Sorry, so 6 plus 7 is
13.
Plus 4.
17.
17 plus 6 is
23. Oh, God. Holy crap, you rolled so low and did so well.
I get a little help from my friends.
That is beautiful. You are emboldened by the stench of Simon, and you see that it's working, and you're like, okay, I got this. And from, so like, describe to me where the sound is actually coming from.
It's coming from me, but okay. with the power of the spell, I kind of feel like I'm throwing my voice like mm-hmm. to like right behind their head, so maybe they get a whiff of the just fucking rank odor, and then the whoo whoo, and a combination of the two being like, oh, there's an owl with a fucking fresh kill somewhere or something.
Damn.
Yeah, or like maybe they're assuming that like there's an owl that's gonna swoop in on their food that they were eating before, and you successfully fool these fucking idiot vultures.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, maybe they're scared. Maybe they're just, they don't want to lose their previous kill, and they're realizing that this fight is not worth it. But these vultures, the last two, peel off, and you are left in the hoodoos to continue driving. And there are no more vultures that you could see.
Whoa. That we can see.
The ones you can't see are the ones you need to worry about. Yeah,
yeah, that's
yeah,
what I
those
figured.
Ones
yeah.
are deadly.
They're in the trunk of the car.
That's right, yeah.
Well, glad that's over. Vultures can get right nasty if they get up in your face.
Yeah, but they hate my scent.
Yeah, to be fair, Simon, I think so do I.
Damn. Damn. That smelled pretty good. That smelled pretty good.
You continue to drive through the hoodoos, and I'm going to have one person roll one more check. This is just going to be on a D6.
I got it.
Yeah, you do it.
That'd be a 5.
You pass through the hoodoos, and you fly over another mesa, and are probably somewhat surprised to be greeted with a small body of water pushed up against the very edge of the cliff face over the side of the mesa. It's beautiful,
this time of morning. The sun is kind of glinting on it, and it's just a very nice sight. Juniper trees surround the perimeter of the water. It actually looks like a really nice spot to rest, and in fact, may have been person-made with such intent. Something else catches your eye, though. A creature. 10 to 15 feet long, with a spindly body and four massive translucent wings, and most alarmingly, a long proboscis, spear tip sharp at the end. A gas guzzler. No, two guzzlers. No, five, six, maybe seven. Celestine, these massive, giant mosquito-esque creatures are notorious for puncturing holes in vehicles and sucking out the gas. And they've spotted you. What would you guys like to do? A similar encounter to last time. You're faced with a few flying creatures, but these ones are hungry for your tank.
Dang it. Okay, well, look, FB won't never forgive me if I let them gas guzzlers puncture this dragonfly. So we cannot let them get close.
As they get closer to us, what I'm going to do, when they're coming at us with their little needle nose and little tongue that's like sticking out, like, la, 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 give me gas. I am going to cast heat metal on the dragonfly here, so it burns their noses and hopefully cauterizes them shut.
Ooh. Holy shit. Whoa, that's fucked.
That's metal as fucking hell. What skill are you going to pitch here?
Well, I'm casting a spell, so...
I mean, we could call this, like, if you want to try to do it, because, like, you probably don't want to heat up the dragonfly too early, right? Because, like, you're all sitting in it. So this could be a check to do with, like, speed, like, to try to, like, time it right, which to me says initiative.
Okay. Alternatively, could it be, like, constitution? Because, like, I gotta sit here and take the heat because I'm inside the dragonfly as well.
Ooh, so maybe, well, but the rest of you do too. Mm-hmm. However, I would accept that if you're like, maybe you're like funneling the spell through you to make sure that it doesn't like affect the other two. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and like, I think I'm focusing it in on like the gas tank area.
Love that. All right, roll me your constitution check.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's only a 16.
It's only a 16. Crater, you don't quite time it right. And in fact, you're kind of heating up a little bit too much here. You're trying to take on too much of the heat, and you were kind of hoping that these mosquitoes were going to all attack at once. That would have been easy to time, but instead, they're coming one at a time, and you're holding in the heat for too long, and it's starting to burn you, and you're getting to a point where even though you're fire resistant, it's going to seep into the car, and it's going to affect your co-riders, and you're not really sure how to handle this heat. And so I need you to make a choice between taking all of the heat metal damage yourself or dispersing it between the three of you.
I would just take the damage myself.
Perfect. I'll have you roll damage for that.
Okay.
The mosquitoes puncture the side of the vehicle.
No!
And you lose a quarter tank of gas.
No! Dang it, no! Oh man, FB's gonna kill me.
Well, I rolled fucking max damage on myself. That's...
Oh my god. Well, how much was it?
It was 16 damage. Oof. Have to eat.
Okay. All right, guys, we've got some gas guzzlers. What do you want
to
do?
I would like to pitch insight. You know, this is a dragonfly. This is a mechanics dragonfly. And I know some car people, and not a single car person has a vehicle that doesn't have an emergency tool and cleaner bag in their trunk with them at all times. So I guess, like, my pitch is, like, Simon sees these things, and he's kind of like, And then kind of just, like, forgets and then, like, starts looking around on the floor and then sees, like, a big bottle of window cleaner that's specific to cars so that they can, you know, so that they don't, it doesn't, like, rip off the coating that's really important for the fades and whatever. He doesn't want to ruin Celestine's shirt, so he's going to take the skirt off, unfortunately. And he's going to douse it in this, like, blue liquid cleaner-like stuff and push the cigarette lighter in and then set it ablaze knowing that mosquitoes hate smoke, and he's just going to be like holding it out the window using the bottle that the cleaner came in initially to hold it up so he doesn't get burnt.
That was such a roundabout way to get to like, I'm setting my skirt on fire.
Not at a single point did I know where you were going with that. Which is amazing. Okay, hit me. You want to go insight?
Yeah.
Let's go fucking insight.
Okay.
Okay, take a bark inspiration for whatever the fuck you're going to do.
Okie dokie. I rolled a 4, but I have plus 10 on insight, and I rolled a 6 from my bardic inspiration, so that's 20.
Oh! Okay, so, Simon, you're successful, but I'm gonna need some help with this this description. Like, you're trying to smoke them out, right?
Yeah, and, like, that was kind of the help of the window cleaner, because this shit is nuclear. Like, that skirt's going up in a blaze that, like, might not go out for, like, a year.
It's definitely a black smoke, right?
It's like, yeah, a tire fire. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And like, amazing. Simon's out the window, like, cheeks slapping around like it's a dog, like a dog's on a road trip, just happy as a clam, kind of like
so
facing them, holding it upright, making sure the little smoke trail goes in their faces, and kind of giggling about it.
Oh, it's noxious. And I have to say, rest in peace to Ma's skirt. There was clearly some good memories involved in that. And it's dying a good death, I have to say.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Some heroes wear pencil skirts.
Yeah, Ma wore a skirt.
Fuck yeah. You smoke these fuckers out, Simon. You successfully deter, I would say, half of them. So similar position to last time. You're stuck with half of these gas guzzlers left. And while Crater is holding in some heat and Simon is smoking them out, Celestine, what do you got?
Simon scared a few of them off with the smoke, and so they dispersed a little bit, the ones that didn't get chased off. They dispersed a little bit, and now they're all converging back, and I'm waiting for that one moment where they're all tight together, converging back, that all casts confusion.
Beautiful.
I'm going to do a perception check to make sure that I can see them. And because, like, gas tanks in the back, I'm looking at this through the rearview mirror. So I'm trying to keep my eye on the road while I keep half an eye on the rear view to check when they've come back. So this is definitely a perception check.
Hell yeah. Okay. Hit me with that checky wecky.
I'm going to give myself a cosmic omen as well. That is a nat 20. There's a nat 20 plus 2 on my cosmic omen. Plus 10, so 32 is my total.
Wow. Okay, here's what's up. You have lost a quarter tank of gas, and with the nat 20, I'm going to say that you just know how to maneuver the dragonfly for the rest of the trip to make sure that you don't spill any extra out of the hole that it's punctured. So, like, it's, you haven't fixed it, but, like, you're good for the rest of the trip. And you managed to cast confusion on the remaining. Can we say you cast it like through the rearview mirror? Like, you're like looking at them and then.
Oh my God.
You can just like.
That's sick. I love that.
Like a remote into a TV.
Yeah, yeah. I love that.
All right. You successfully confuse these last three gas guzzlers and they go spinning, and a couple of them collide into each other and they fall into the little oasis below you. And, the dragonfly, it can't get very high, but it does hover, so you kind of like get back down to the ground and you continue driving. Past the giant vultures and past the gas guzzlers, you ride.
You continue your flight. And when you first spy the fissure, it's a bit disappointing. It's more of a thin seam, really, with some jagged loose rock on each side. But as you keep flying, tracing it from above for several more miles, you begin to understand its scope. You can see how the earth on either side of the fissure has been pushed upward, seemingly by a sudden and brutal force, leaving behind jagged protrusions of earth and rock. By the time you reach the coordinates Sarber gave you, the fissure is so wide it may as well be a canyon. And looking downward, you can't see the bottom. Whatever ripped it open this wide, you try not to think of its scale as the dragonfly begins its descent. And I'm going to have everyone roll me a perception.
25.
Not 20.
Oh!
Whoa! 28. Okay, all three of you notice that there are the tread of tires. And actually, looking behind you, you see that the tread of tires is kind of coming from the same direction as you. It goes all the way up to the edge of the canyon. And then there's sort of like what looks like some donuts. And then it drives off. And that strikes you as odd, specifically because of the direction crater. You kind of put two and two together and go, huh, who could that have been? And there are no other vehicles or people in sight.
Huh. Who could that have been?
Are we late? Did they come and go?
These questions hang in the air as the dragonfly finally touches down. And as you begin to examine the treads, the tracks, maybe looking over the edge to the fissure, a whistle sounds from behind a nearby outcropping. Then several responding whistles coming from every direction. And you realize you're surrounded. But before you can act, someone steps into view on the rock shelf just behind you. A cigar-toting old white woman in combat boots, khaki pants, fingerless gloves, and a yellowing tank top. Full-bodied, liver-spotted, and sun-ravaged is she, with frizzy white blonde hair sticking out in every direction. She is formidable.
Name Steeljaw McGraw, secret keeper of the McGraw clan. You was supposed to come alone, but you didn't. I don't appreciate you sending spies.
And Steeljaw snaps her finger as she turns around and looks to someone behind her.
New blood, show me what you've got.
And a very familiar engine revs behind Steeljaw before a red buzzard with white racing stripes comes speeding around her and screeches to a halt, trapping you between Steeljaw on your left, Arbor and some scrappers on your right, and the fisher behind you. From the sunroof and onto the hood of the car emerges a familiar figure. Indeed, there is no mistaking that pyramid-shaped head and torso balanced atop a single bespangled wheel. The trappings of her old Riscotech self are still present, but clearly the good on wilds has made an impact on her aesthetic. The spinning slot machine on her torso has become dinosaur, cacti, and firearm themed. Her eyes are rimmed with intense black eyeshadow, and her wheel guards are spiked with T-Rex teeth. And she says, "Super Slot Apocalypse Surprise!"
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.